在创世纪里面啊，神祝福亚当跟夏娃啊，要生养众多，遍满全地。
In the book of Genesis, God bless Adam and Eve and allow them to multiply and fill the earth.
今天如果有哪一个新婚的啊，到时候要主持的婚礼的，祝福他们要生养众多。我想那新娘一定眼泪汪汪一直掉下来。
Today, if we have a wedding and the person, we bless the bride and ask her to multiply and fill the whole earth, and she probably will cry.
神祝福亚当生养众多，如果以属灵的意思来讲，应该是属灵的子孙呢要遍满地上。
From the spiritual point of view, to fill the whole earth means have many spiritual descendants.
因为那个时候亚当夏娃还没有犯罪。
Because at that point, Adam and Eve did not commit sin.
所以他所生养都是神的儿子。
Therefore, all their descendants belong, is the God of children.
所以越多越好，遍满地面。
Therefore, the more the better to fill the whole earth.
那犯罪以后就不一样了。
But after they commit sin, it's different.
人所生的都生在罪里面。
Every human being is living under the sin.
生在黑暗的权势之下。
Under the power of the sin,
生在死亡的阴影之下
under the shadow of death.
好，所以这样看起来哈，如果我们生孩子，但是没有用代理栽培他，让他得救啊，不如不生。
Therefore, if we're going to have children, but we do not guide them to the front of God, then it is better not to have children.
所以我们看到一个人生下来又不信耶稣，或者信耶稣又离道啊，那个人如果没有出世，大概更好。
Therefore, if a person comes to Christ and then departed from God, perhaps it is better for him not to come to this earth at all.
所以父母对子女的爱有两个层面。
And for the parents, toward the children, there are two different aspects.
一个是属世的爱。
One belongs to this world.
一个是属灵的爱。
The other one belongs to the spiritual
哦、因为父母对孩子有属世的爱，所以还希望孩子功课好，然后事业突出，身体健康。
Because the parents love toward the children, they want their children to have good health and to have a successful education.
但是属世的爱本身是不够的。
But to merely have a worldly love is not sufficient.
因为如果没有属灵的爱啊，父母不懂得关心孩子的灵性。
Because without spiritual love, parents does not know how to take care of their spirituality.
而事实上，我们看到，在主里面的父母真的对孩子只有肉体的爱，没有灵的爱。
Quite often, we see many parents, they show the love they show toward their children is only on the worldly aspect.
当然，也有很多的父母对孩子不但有肉体的爱，也有灵里面的爱。
Of course, we also witness many parents show both.Worldly love and spiritual love toward their children.
因为他们关心下一代这个灵魂的得救。
Because they concern the salvation of their children.
那既然我们这么关心下一代，我们常常会想一个问题：那我下一代信仰的栽培是谁的责任？
Since we want to emphasize the spirituality of our children, then who should be take over the responsibility?
西方社会里面讲究社会福利。
And in the Western society, emphasize welfare.
所以，在这个社会福利长大之下的人，常常会有一个观念啊。
And people who grow up under the social welfare system has this concept.
就是我做一个国民，我的责任就是纳税。
And since I am a citizen of this country, I have the responsibility of paying tax.
那我的孩子的照顾、医疗，包括教育，都是国家的责任。
And therefore, my children's education and medical welfare is the responsibility of the government.
所以医疗不好，要求政府要办好；学校不好，要求政府要办好。
Therefore, if there's anything wrong with the education or Medicare system, then I will request the government to reform.
因此，有时候我们就把这个观念带进了教会。
And many people bring this concept into the church.
我做一个信徒，我的责任就是奉献。
And I am a believer of the church, and I make offering to the church.
那我孩子的信仰就是教会的责任。
And My children's religious education is the church's responsibility.
所以如果我孩子信仰不好,
therefore, if my children's faith is not good,
第一个不是检讨我, 是检讨教会,
it is not my responsibility, but it's to ask the church to reform.
啊, 宗教教育办不好, 老师不会讲课, 讲的学生打瞌睡,
The RE system is no good, or the teacher is not interesting, so my kids are falsely in the class.
所以我们要换啊, 这个宗教教育系负责, 我们老师要再重新再训练。
Therefore, we have to retrain our teachers and the person in charge of the RE system.
听起来是很有道理, 但是如果我们翻开圣经发现了, 这是不合道理的。
That sounds logical, but if we view it from the biblical point of view, it is not incorrect.
因为圣经里面把教导子女的责任是交代给父母。
Because in the Bible records that to bring up the spirituality of the children is the responsibility of the parents.
那教会是帮助父母宗教教育的不足。
And the church plays the role of helping the parents.
不是倒过来的, 不是父母在帮助教会训练自己的孩子。
It's not the responsibility of the church to bring your children's spirituality.
所以如果一个父母他的孩子信仰不好, 第一个要检讨是父母本身。
Therefore, if the children does not have good faith, the first one we should look at is the parents' faith.
到底我的生活哪里出了差错, 为什么我的孩子信仰不好。
The parents should examine themselves first to find out what's wrong with my spirituality. Therefore, my children do not have good faith.
那这样来，我们有这个观念这样来推行啊, 这个下一代的宗教教育才会做得好。
And with such a concept, then it is possible for us to have a good RE system.
我们仔细看我们孩子一个礼拜来教会几个小时。
If we take a look, let's examine how many hours our children spend in the church per week.
如果说我们 weekday 都没有聚会,
suppose we don't have any service during the weekdays.
那 weekend 啊，就算十点来教会。
And on the Sabbath day, they come to the church at 10 o'clock.
然后就算到最慢四点回去。
And they departed at 4 o'clock.
那6个小时在教会。
And they spend 6 hours in church.
那一个礼拜有几个小时？
How many hours in the week?
我们大概算算是168个小时。
There are 160 hours per week.
168个小时减掉6个小时, 还有162个小时。
If we take the 6 hours off the week, then there are 162 hours remaining for the week.
这160个小时, 62个小时 除了他睡觉之外。
And besides the sleeping hours,
大部分花的时间就是学校跟家庭。
Then the most of the time they spend on is in school and at home.
那学校常常就是同学给他的这些世俗的影响。
And in school, the friends quite often influence our children.
那回到家庭啊, 美国这些小孩子啊, 平均看电视好几个小时一天。
And when they return back home, they spend many hours in front of television.
那很多的电视节目都是世俗化的。
And many TV programs are worldly-like.
因此,如果这个家庭没有发挥宗教教育的这个果效出来,
therefore, if the family does not play the role of educated the children,
我们每一个礼拜只靠6个小时在教会, 这是绝对不够的。
6 hours spent in the church is definitely insufficient.
因此我们所要强调就是家庭祭坛。
Therefore, one point we try to emphasize is the family altar.
就是把敬拜神, 从教会带回到家庭。
That means to worship God, not just in church, but also bring it back to home.
让我们全家一起来敬拜神。
So the whole family will worship God at home.
让我们全家一起来追求信仰的进步。
And whole family pursue the progress in our spirituality.
这不是新的观念。
This is not a new concept.
但是对很多人来讲, 要做这个是非常新的一件事情。
For many people, it is the new action.
他已经知道很久, 但家里没有在做。
They knew this concept a long time ago, but they never done it.
那为什么没有做?
And why didn't they do it?
有的是没有不知道这个重要性。
Because they did not know the importance of this concept.
那有的是知道重要, 抽不出时间来。
But some others know how important it is, but they don't have the time.
因此这个家庭祭坛, 如果没有做, 对我们下一代啊, 真的是很不利的。
Therefore, if we do not build up the family altar, our children is at a disadvantage.
如果去做，你对下一代的影响是很大很大的。
If we build it up, then you will have great positive influence on our children.
美国虽然立国跟宗教有关系。
Although United States was established based on religious basis.
但是现在美国的文化已经越来越世俗化。
But current American culture is secularized.
你看我们的学生在这个学校里面从第一年读到十二年，那毕业那个教科书都是人文主义写的，里面没有神，神都擦掉了。
And if you take a look at the textbook from grade 1 to 12, you will see that God does not exist in the textbook anymore.
那个电视潜移默化的那种负面的影响不可忽略。
The subconscious influence of the TV is very powerful.
因为你看多了就觉得这本来就这样嘛。
And many people, they watch a program every day,And that seems normal to them.
我知道这个公共电视台有一个节目叫 Sesame Street.
We know that in the PBS, there's a program called Sesame Street.
很多小孩子很喜欢看。
And many children like to watch it.
他在教小孩子数学各方面用很有趣的这个节目这样给他看。
They try to teach the children math and English in a very interesting way.
那这小孩子看了以后哈哈大笑，其实那个观念已经进到头脑去了。
While the children watching and laughing, many concepts is imprinted into their heart.
这个就是美国教育活泼的一面。
And this is one interesting aspect of the American education.
但是你这个公共电台再转到隔壁的另外一台，
but if you turn to other channels,
那又不一样了。
And then it's a different story.
是世俗化的节目。
It's a secularized program.
不要想说这个节目也没有什么铺路的镜头。
Probably he has some in this exposure program.
其实有的主题是荒诞怪异。
And the topic is quite often absurd.
一个弟兄到澳洲去他说他想要学英文。
One family they try to learn English.
在澳洲。
In Australia.
结果他就买一台电视。
And he bought a TV.
那中午就看那个连续剧。
And he watched the soap opera during the noontime.
他说那个影片是好莱坞拍的。
And the movie was made by Hollywood.
说他的母亲离世了。
And the mother departed this world.
那父亲就娶一个继母。
And the father have a second wife.
那以后他的大孩子就爱上了继母。
And then the oldest son fall in love with the stepmother.
结果大家看着就哈哈大笑。
And everyone laughs about this subject.
那个主题这样一次两次一百次一千次看到最后说这个也差不多本来就这样嘛。
And such topics that we, if people watching over and over again, it becomes a normal phenomenon to people.
所以为什么这一代的青少年对罪这么不敏感？
Therefore, the reason why today's generation is so insensitive to sins.
美国文化的影响。
It is influenced by American culture.
那世俗化，天天这个镜头一直洗到头脑，你觉得说这个本来就这样嘛？
People, they are being brainwashed by such a program every day.
所以在这个世代里面呢，我们不可以忽略要在我们的孩子下一代的心中筑一道墙。
Therefore, we should not overlook try to emphasize building a wall inside our children's heart.
以西结书里面就讲有一座属灵的城。
In the book of Ezekiel, record a wall.
那是神的城。
That is the wall of God.
那个墙又厚又高。
The wall is very thick and tall.
那个墙就是分别里面跟外面。
It is the dividing wall to differentiate the inside and outside.
外面就是俗地，里面就是圣地。
The outside is a secular world, and inside is holy place.
而且非常的高。
And it is rather tall.
你不容易攻进来。
It is not easy to attack and get in.
而且吩咐他们要留心那个城门出入口要很谨慎哦。
And command the people who standing at the gate to not allow the enemy to come in.
那一座墙就是我们父母在家里面所要建筑的。
And that wall is the one that our parents should build.
在我们的孩子心中要筑一道高高神的话的这一道墙。
Within our children's heart, we should build this tall and thick wall.
然后使这一道墙让他有这个分别 圣跟俗的这种能力。
So they have the ability to differentiate good from evil.
因此这个我们在家里面的这种信仰的追求真的不可忽略，非常的重要。
Therefore, we should put a strong emphasis on building this family altar.
我在看有一段时间呢，这个我们教会青年团契在报道这个影评，我觉得非常失望。
For a period of time, I read the youth communion that there are many articles about the film critics.
真的难道我们没有真理可以谈，谈到要拿电影来这里评吗？
Is that we don't have any truth to talk about that we had to bring the film into our church publication?
如果这个变成生活的一部分，那就等于要我们要鼓励我们的青年去看电影了。
If this become part of our lives, then we are encouraging our children to watch films.
所以我们需要有一道，最重要在青年心中要筑一道墙。
Therefore, we should help our youth to build up the wall in their heart.
我们看箴言的24章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言的24章。
Proverbs chapter 24.
30节。24章的30节。
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 30.
我经过懒惰人的田地，无知人的葡萄园。31节。
31.
荆棘长满了地皮，赤草遮盖的田面，墙垣也倒塌了。32节。
32.
我看见就留心思想，我看着就领着训诲。33节。
33.
再睡骗子，打盹骗子，抱着手躺卧骗子，你的贫穷就必如强盗速速来到，你的缺乏好像拿兵器的人来到。他说经过懒惰人的田地。
Over here says that cross the field of a lazy person.
无知人的葡萄园。
Ignorance field.
其实这两个同一个意思啊。
Actually, they apply to the same meaning.
人会懒惰就是无知啊。
And a lazy person is ignorant.
因为他不知道懒惰的结果是可怕的。
Because he does not know the result of being lazy.
那这一块葡萄园就是指着我们的家庭。
This vineyard represents our family.
有很多父母真的很拼啊，在世界上很拼啊。
And many parents, they work diligently in this world.
为了提高我们家庭的生活水准。
To raise our living standard.
但是有时候我们觉得太可惜了，在灵性上真的是一片荒废的土地。
But unfortunately, their spiritual life is a waste yard.
在灵性的追求上是懒惰的。
In the aspect of spirituality, they are being lazy.
家庭里面没有人在带领过属灵的生活。
There's no one to guide their spiritual life.
所以荆棘长满了地皮。
Therefore, The field is filled with weeds.
荆棘会把这个好的这个麦掐住了，会吸收这个养分，所以这个真的树就没有养分了。
The weeds will cover the grass on the field.
然后墙垣倒塌了。
And the wall falls.
狐狸跑进来了。
And the fox came in.
魔鬼跑到家里面来做工啊。
And that means the devil come in to work.
因为家里面没有墙。
Because there's no wall,
信仰没有防守力量。
In the family, and there's no defense against the enemy.
魔鬼进进出出在里面做工啊。
Our enemy Satan come in to work in the family.
那如果再懒惰下去
，if we continue,
贫穷就来了。
And the poverty will come.
属灵的贫穷就来到了。
The spiritual poverty will come.
这是很可怕的。
And this is very dreadful.
但是有好多人属灵的眼睛是瞎掉的。
But unfortunately, many people are blind in the spiritual sense.
所以我们今天要再一次的呼吁提醒，我们要注重我们家庭里面的这个信仰的建立。
Therefore, today we'd like to emphasize again that we should put emphasis on our spirituality.
诗篇78篇里面在记载信仰的承与传。
In Psalms 78 records that regarding the aspect of faith that we should let it continue.
就是承从上一代接下来，传把我们这一代传给下一代。
That is we receive from our faith from ancestor and pass it on to our children.
请看诗篇的78篇。
Please turn to Psalm 78.
诗篇78篇。第一节，
Psalm 78, verse 1.
我的民啊，你要留心听我的训诲，侧耳听我口中的话。第三节。
Verse 3.
啊，是我所听见的，我所知道的，也是我们祖宗告诉我们的。第四节。
4.
我们不将这些事向的子孙隐瞒，要将耶和华的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听。第五节。
5.
因为他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中设立律法，是他吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙的。第六节。
Verse 6.
使将要生的后代子孙也可以晓得，也起来可以告诉他们的子孙。你看这个作诗的人一直在吩咐我们。
Here the author tried to remind us.
说我现在告诉你的是我们祖宗所告诉我们的。
What I'm telling you now is what our ancestor told us.
所以写诗的这个人啊，他所了解对神的认识是上一代传给他的。
Therefore, the author understand that their law is passing down from their ancestors.
那上一代传什么给他？
And what did their ancestor pass down?
神的美德。
The grace of God.
神的能力。
The ability of God.
神奇妙的作为。
The miraculous work of God.
上一代花很多的心血，用很多的时间啊，传给了这个作诗的这一代。
The previous generation spent much time to teach them.
然后吩咐他们。
And then command them.
说你们要传给你们的子孙。
That you should pass this on to your next generation.
使将来要生的后代也可以告诉他们的子孙。
So that they can also pass it on to their future generation.
就这样一直传下去。
And to pass it on forever.
第七节。
Verse 7.
好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为，唯要守他的诫命。目的就是叫他们心中啊，那个整个中心点啊，不可以离开神。
The central point, the key point is so that they will not depart from God.
懂得一生啊，来遵守神的命令。
And they will keep God's command throughout their whole life.
来领受神的福气，不会被咒诅。
Therefore, they can receive the blessing of God instead of curse.
那这种信仰的承跟传呢、啊？有时候我们在真教会里面看，真的，有时候讲起来是让人觉得有一点忧心了、啊。
And if we observe the receiving and passing of the faith, and it may raise some concern.
你仔细看我们真耶稣教会哦，信仰有传过三代哦，连一个都没有漏掉的，有几家人。
If we take a close look of our church, and for three straight generations, and none of the family member departed from the church,
包括教会的长老、执事、传道，全部都包括在内。你把它算算看。
Including the elder, deacons, all the families. How many family, such family exist?
信仰能够传过三代，到第三代每一个都信主，有几家人？
For three generations in a row, and none of the family member departed from church.
不多、啊、
Not too many.
有的到第二代就已经支离破碎了。
And for many families, the second generation, their spiritual life already being scattered.
所以这是值得可能我们常常自我提醒的一件事情。
Therefore, one thing we should remind ourselves.
我们从上代接下来，我们要传给下一代。
When we receive this faith from last generation, we should pass it on.
这是最重要的一件圣工。
And this is one of the most important holy work.
这是我们对下一代最重要的一个爱心。
And it is the most important way to show our faith.
把信仰传给他们。
To pass on the religion to them.
那圣经里面在讲提摩太的母亲。
And in the Bible recorded the mother of Timothy.
有尼基。提摩太后书第一章。
Second Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章。
Second Timothy chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
想到你心里无畏之信，这个信先在你外祖母罗以和你的母亲有尼基里，我深信也在你的心里。这个保罗在讲这个提摩太啊，说他有无畏的信心。
Over here, Paul mentioned that Timothy has a sincere faith.
那这个信心是从他母亲有尼基传下来。
And the faith was passed down from his mother Eunice.
那他母亲是从罗以传下来的。
And the mother's faith was passed down from Louis, the grandma.
所以虽然提摩太的父亲呢不是一个信徒啊，但是我们看起来他的母亲是花很大的功夫。
Therefore, since Timothy's father may not be a believer, his own mother probably spent a lot of time to cultivate his faith.
那提摩太这个无畏的信心从哪里来？
And this faithful.This faith, where does it come from?
我们从第三章提摩太后书第三章可以看到一点痕迹啊。
We can get some clue from the chapter 3 in 2 Timothy.
15节。
Verse 15.
提摩太后书三章的15节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这个圣经能够使你因信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。这个地方说你是从小明白圣经。
Over here says that Timothy knows the scripture since his youth.
从小他就明白，他母亲就很认真地教他，所以他才会明白圣经。
Since his childhood, Timothy's mother tried to instruct him the biblical teaching.
那这个圣经会使我们有得救的智慧。
And the Bible will give us the knowledge of salvation.
会使我们对主耶稣有信心。
So that we will have faith in Christ.
那在这个教训督责使人归正教导人学义都是有益处的。
And you will make you wise for salvation through Christ. And to teaching and rebuking, correcting and training.
所以提摩太的母亲在家里面教导提摩太啊，那个就是我想那就是家庭祭坛的一部分。
And I believe that Timothy's mother teaching Timothy about the Bible is a family altar.
所以今天我们的下一代啊，信仰的品质要提高啊，不能够只靠教会一个礼拜五六个小时。
Therefore, today, if we want to elevate the spirituality of our children, spend 6 hours in the church is definitely insufficient.
特别在末世里面，你看这个提摩太后书第三章讲末世的预兆。
Especially in the last days.
啊，咱要专顾自己，就是个人主义啊。
In the last day, that people will be selfish.
贪爱钱财，就是钱就是神啊。
To be greedy and love money.
啊，自夸啊，就是今生的骄傲。
To be boastful.
那里面还有无亲情不结怨。
And without love and ungrateful.
这个全部都是在这个时代实现的。
And all this is fulfilled in today's age.
所以这个家庭如果没有真的好好的发挥这个属灵上的这种栽培功效啊。我们下一代的信仰啊，实在是很困难的，有很高的属灵素质。
Therefore, if today's family does not play the role of family altar and to cultivate the children, then their spiritual faith is in jeopardy.
那在尼希米记里面哈，在记载的有一些人娶外邦的。
In the book of Nehemiah, recorded many Israelites married the Gentile.
好，我们看这个对下一代的这个影响。
And let's see what kind of negative impact has on their children.
尼希米记十三章。
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 13.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
十三章的23节。
Chapter 13, verse 23.
那一些日子，我也见犹太人娶了雅斯图雅门女子的为妻，24节。
24.
他们的儿女说话一半是雅斯图的话，不会说犹太话，所说的是照着各族的方言。这里说他们娶这个雅斯图摩亚的女子为妻。
Over here mentioned that they married to the daughters of Ashdod.
家庭里面没有属灵的教导。
And within the family there's no spiritual teaching.
所以他们这些儿女啊，不会说犹太话。
Therefore, their children do not know how to speak their own language.
那今天以属灵的上来讲，就是我们下一代不会讲属灵的话。
From today's aspect is that our children doesn't know how to speak the spiritual language.
所以家庭如果没有建立家庭祭坛栽培我们下一代不会讲属灵的话。
Therefore, without the family altar, our children will not know how to speak the spiritual language.
你跟他做一个钟头，都是讲世俗话，不会感谢。
You spend an hour with them, they do not know how to praise God.
我真的，我们信主久，常常你就会感觉到，你谈论任何一个题目，到最后一定会跟神连上关系。
If you talk to a long time believer, you will find out that after talking various topics, and the final conclusion will relate to our spiritual faith.
你要搬家吗？
If you are moving,
你要选学校吗？
Choosing a school,
你要选职业吗？
Choosing a career,
任何一件事情到最后一定会跟信仰连上关系。
Everything that has related to our faith.
但是如果人没有在家庭里面在栽培我们的下一代，
But if we do not bring up our children, from the biblical sense,
你仔细听，讲了两个小时，里面一句神也没有。
And then you spend 2 hours with them. None of the content will include the topic related to Bible.
观念里面已经没有神了。
Because within their concept, God does not exist anymore.
所以这个家庭里面的这个祭坛需要建立。
Therefore, it is necessary to build the family altar.
那到底什么叫家庭的祭坛？
Then what exactly is the family altar?
很简单，就是在一起敬拜神
To put it simply, is to gather together to have family service.
那要怎么样建立家庭祭坛？
Then how do we do it?
我想有几个方法。
And I believe there are several ways.
第一个就是每一天全家大小在一起祷告最少一次。
That means at least pray together once a day.
或者15分钟、20分钟或半个钟头。
Perhaps 15 minutes, 20 minutes, or even 30 minutes.
全家大大小小一起祷告。
The whole family pray together.
跪在客厅祷告。
Kneeling down in the living room.
方便的地方祷告。
In a convenient location.
然后最后大家一起念祷告。
And then say the Lord's Prayer together.
有时候你在听你的孩子小小这样我们在天上的父这样全家一起念那声音真的非常美妙。
If you pay attention to your children recite the Lord's Prayer, you will feel it is indeed very wonderful.
那种感觉就觉得说真的神就是跟我们同在。
You can feel that God is with us.
一天如果祷告15分钟。
If we spend 15 hours a day,
一年全家就祷告90个钟头。
Then for 1 year, we would have spent 90 hours.
90个钟头很多哦。
90 hours is a larger amount of time.
十年就900个钟头。
10 years, then would be 900 hours.
15年就是1350个钟头。
15 years, there would be 1350 hours.
所以你的小孩子从会祷告开始一直祷告他到去读大学你已经跟他一起祷告了1350个钟头。
Therefore, if you start praying with your children since they are young, by the time they go to college, you will have spent 1350 hours.
那种神的灵这个潜移默化这种祷告的圣灵的感动对他的信仰一定会有很大的帮助你短时间不会感觉到你过了一两年你就会感觉得到。
Through that kind of prayer, you will have a subconscious effect on their faith, and that kind of positive impact, you won't feel in a very short time.
那一天要在一起祷告15个小时我们15分钟我们常常发现第一个就是缺乏共同的时间。
To spend 15 hours a day to pray together, quite often we find it is difficult to find a common time to pray together.
所以这个需要把它定出一个最方便的时间变成一个生活的一部分。
Therefore, perhaps we should set up schedule.
好像吃饭一样时间到大家一起吃饭。
Just like having a meal, everyone having a meal together.
我知道我们美国有一个家庭真的。每一天晚上全家在一起祷告。
I know there's one family in the US that they have a daily prayer together.
时间定了一到什么都要放下来一起祷告祷告完再讲。
When the schedule comes up, they will set aside everything they do and come pray together.
那久了以后就变成习惯了。
And after a long time, it becomes become the part of their daily routine.
但是一这样做困难的地方就是恒心好像读圣经一样。
And it is the lack of persistence that bring up the problem.
所以有时候先生不在要太太进行太太不在先生带领那有时候都在都一起祷告。
Therefore, sometimes if the husband isn't around, then the wife will bring the children to pray together and the other way around too. And if both husband and wife is there, then the whole family should pray together.
那另外就是一个礼拜我们最少一次全家在一起聚会，自己的家庭聚会一次。
Another thing is that the whole family should at least held a family service at least once a week.
40分钟、50分钟、一个钟头都可以。
Perhaps 40, 50, or 50 minutes, or even an hour.
我们可以找这个圣经比较浅的，四福音或者从那里开始。
We can look through the Bible, start with some passage that's not very difficult.
然后全家围在一起。
And the whole family stay together.
然后轮流带领。
And then each person take turns to lead a service.
首先是爸爸带领，再来是妈妈带领。
Start with the father, then the mother.
再来是小孩子带领。
And then the children.
我们不要轻看小孩子啊。
Do not look down on the children.
我曾经听一个爸爸讲啊，说他小孩子那个时候大概13岁左右，说带领家庭聚会讲得很好啊。
I remember a brother told me that his 13-year son lead a service, and his son was very eloquent.
所以轮流带领。
And they should also let the children take turns to lead the service.
然后我们这个程序也很简单啊，就是我们把圣经一人念一节，这样一念一遍。
And the procedure is rather simple, that everyone take turn to read the verse.
然后一段一段大家来发表来讨论。
And then through each section, bring up the topic and then have a little discussion.
不会很无聊的。
It would not be boring.
我上礼拜在家里家庭聚会。
Last week I had a family service.
我最小的女儿说已经差不多一个钟头了，跟我讲说很有趣啊，可不可以再多讲一点呢？已经10点多了，要去睡觉。
My youngest daughter told me it's already been an hour, but seems it's very interesting. Should we continue?
所以这值得做，我们一定要花时间做。
And it is a time that very well worth investing in.
用神的话解释来灌输他，建立他正确的观念。
Using the words of God to let them build up the correct and helpful concept.
当然父母本身，我们本身要时间要预备。
Of course, the parents should spend time to prepare it.
那这个家庭聚会有什么好处？
And what is the benefit of building holding the family service?
好处很多。
There are many benefits.
第一个，你有共同的话题。
First thing is that you have a common topics.
所以有时候父母要跟子女谈话，没有话题。
Quite often, when parents try to talk to their children, they don't have a common topic to talk about.
有的没有话题就要找话题，跟子女一起看电视，然后去讨论那个电视的内容，这个有什么用呢？
Quite often, when they don't share the common topics, they have to watch the television and talk about the program.
但是当这个家庭聚会，我们圣经读一遍，开始在讨论，你先讲，然后讲完，你的孩子会反应。
But if you have a family service and reading the Bible, then your children, you bring up the subject and the kid will bring up the question.
那从这个孩子的反应，你就知道他在想什么。
From their question, you will know what they're thinking.
他的问题在哪里？
What kind of problem they're facing.
那你用道理讲给他听。
And you share the words of God with them.
那他有时候他会再反应过来。
And you will get their response.
所以借着这种这样家庭聚会，你可以发现父母跟子女之间借着神的话在沟通。
And you can see that through the words of God, the parents and children are communicating.
那如果这样继续做下去我们很难相信说家庭里面有什么父母跟子女没有办法沟通，我不相信。
And if we do this continuously, I believe the generation gap will not exist in our family.
因为如果有神的话，大家都有神的话在心里面，怎么会有代沟没有办法沟通的事情呢？
Because if the words of God existing on every member of the family, generation gap should not exist at all.
但是如果没有用神的话做桥梁在沟通，你发现这个文化不一样，教育背景不一样生活长大的环境不一样，真的有时候是很难沟通。
But if we do not use God as the bridge to contact each other, then the culture and the language quite often is a big gap between the parents and children.
那小孩子如果到了13岁，这 teenager 开始你才要改变他，有时候已经太慢了。
And quite often, when your children become the teenagers, and by that time is sometimes too late to try to change their attitude.
因为他已经习惯于他自己有一套自己的想法。
Because they are already accustomed to their own idea and thinking.
但是如果从小他懂得读五六岁开始就每个礼拜你带领他读一张圣经，然后跟他解释，跟他这样讨论大了以后你就发现不会困难教导的。
But if you start teaching them the words of God at the age 5 or 6, then you will not have any problem communicating with them during the teenage years.
我记得有一个妈妈，她教孩子教得很好，大家都很佩服。
I remember there's a mother who knows how to educate her children.
有一次我问她，
Once I asked her,
你到底孩子怎么教的？
How did you teach your children?
她说她每一天放学回来，
She say every day when they get out of school,
她要听小孩子谈话，今天在学校里发生什么事情。
She will have a conversation with the children regarding the school.
然后她要把她那个观念不对的地方再把它拆掉，然后再用新的再把它建起来。
And any false concept, and she will bring up to their children and give them the correct one.
所以我们常常发现这样的父母真的太少了。
And quite often we find such kind of parents is very few.
我们常常注意这个 report card 有没有 straight A.
Quite often when we only emphasize the report card.
但是我们的子女这个心里面有什么杂草啊？我们都没有注意。
And we do not pay attention to what kind of wrong concept came into their brain or their mind.
所以借着这个家庭聚会这样啊，我一直在讨论，你可以知道你子女的观念想法有一点不太正确，那我们可以用神的话这样一直跟他更正。
Therefore, through the family service, we can find out anything wrong, any false concept within our children's heart, and then we can try to correct them.
所以这对整个家庭的和睦的同心啊，很有帮助。
It has a great positive impact on the harmony of the children, of the family.
我们整个建筑的基础是在神的话语上。
Because everything is built based on the foundation. The foundation is built upon the words of God.
不是美国的文化，是神的话。
The foundation is not built on the American culture.
美国文化有很多是抵挡神的话的。
Quite often, this American culture, is against the teaching of God.
个人主义，物质主义。
The individualism and materialism is against the words of God.
这个都跟神的话不一样啊。
It is very different from the Bible's teaching.
那在这个家庭祭坛当中，也可以建立他们属灵的生活习惯。
And through the family altar, can also build up a good custom of for our children's spiritual life.
所以这样栽培久了之后，你发现有一天，如果你真的不在家里面，你自己小孩子自己会读圣经祷告。
And if we build up this spiritual altar for a long time, then you will find out that your children will automatically read the Bible even though the parents is not at home.
因为他已经习惯了，变成他生活的一个习惯。
Because reading Bible becomes part of their daily life.
这就是家庭祭坛，讲起来就是这么简单。
And the family altar is as simple as that.
但是功效非常的大。
But the effect is very great.
那为着家庭有信仰生活，所以家庭生活要平衡。
To have a great harmonious family, we should have a balanced life.
以扫搬到别示巴，他做了三件事情。
And when Esau moved to
Beersheba,
and he did three things.
在创世纪二十六章。
And this recording Genesis 26.
第一件事情。
First thing.
逐一座坛，求告神的名。
First thing is to build an altar to seek the name of God.
第二件事情。
The second,
自搭帐篷
to build the tent.
第三件事情
Third,
挖一口井
to dig a well.
这在讲信仰，这在讲我们生活的三大内容。
And this is represent the three aspects of our lives.
逐一座坛就是敬拜神。
Build a tower is to worship God.
这是第一的。
This is the top priority.
自搭帐篷就是家庭生活。
To build the tent is the family life.
挖一口井给这个羊喝就是我们的职业生活。
To dig a well is represent our career.
所以生活要平衡，我们才有办法看顾到我们下一代的信仰。
Therefore, to have a balanced life first, then we can then take care of our children's life.
所以如果每一个家庭都有在做家庭祭坛的工作，
Therefore, if each family build up the family altar,
再过三年，
3 years from now,
你可以发现我们的下一代属灵品质提高很多。
You can find out that the spirituality of our children will elevate substantially.
因为我每一天有带领他祷告。
Because we pray with them daily.
我们每一个礼拜有带领他查考神的话。
And we have family service, read the Bible each week.
我们的下一代信仰品质会提高。
And their spirituality will elevate greatly.
所以这是我们应该努力的一件非常重要的事情。
And this is one thing that we should put great emphasis and to work for.
每一个家庭建立家庭祭坛。
Each family build up the family altar.
那信仰稳固了，你发现你要服侍神真的很放心有一个基地。
And if we have a solid spirituality, spiritual faith, then we can help to spread the gospel.
如果我们的下一代信仰摇摇摆摆，你做圣工没有办法很放心的。
If we, our children does not have solid faith, then it is very difficult for them to help out the holy work.
因为我们家庭，我发现我们家庭很软弱。
Because we would find out that we have a weak faith.
所以我们这一方面需要努力。
Therefore, we should work on the building the family altar.